With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump now in Japan. He'll be meeting with new Prime Minister Sune Taikachi for the first time. It is a critical meeting for Taikachi, who wants to calm trade tensions. And a trade deal between the United States and China drawing closer as officials from the world's two largest economies reaching an initial consensus for President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping to meet later in the week. Correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Any agreement would be a relief to international markets, even if it does not address underlying issues involving manufacturing imbalances and access to state-of-the-art computer chips. Beijing recently limited exports of rare earth elements that are needed for advanced technologies, and President Trump responded by threatening additional tariffs on Chinese products. China's top trade negotiator, Li Changgang, told reporters the two sides had reached a preliminary consensus, while Mr. Trump's Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said that there is a very successful framework. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The two leaders are slated to meet Thursday in South Korea. In its fourth week, the government shutdown drags on. Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton says Democrats are preventing Congress from doing what it's been elected to do.
The entire point of this short-term funding bill was for us to have this exact debate. Simply kept the government open 3 weeks ago, we would have probably already voted not just on the defense bill and the labor bill and the health and human services bill, but say on transportation and housing, military construction and veterans affairs and the agriculture department, really all the spending bills.
In the meantime, nothing is set in stone just yet, but the agriculture department says federal food aid will not go out November 1st if the shutdown continues. This is SRN News. Young women in America are in a spiritual crisis.
According to a new poll from the Barna Group, nearly 40% of females in their teens and 20s identify as atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion. Barna also reports that young adult women are the least likely demographic group in the country to read the Bible, pray, or go to church. These numbers are also a stark reversal of something that poll takers have found axiomatic for centuries, namely that women are more religious than men. Michael Harrington reporting.
The organizers of the Jewish International Film Festival say they've been forced to postpone the event because cinemas in Malmö, Sweden, will not screen the film, some citing safety and security reasons. Anti-Semitism surging around the world, triggered, of course, by the 2023 Hamas attack on Israel. This year's festival was slated to celebrate 250 years of Jewish life in Sweden. This is SRN News. Correspondent Donna Warder reports on the death of a famous old actress.
TV's much-loved mom, June Lockhart, has died at age 100. A family spokesman says Lockhart died Thursday of natural causes at her home in Santa Monica, California. Lockhart played the roles of warm, compassionate mothers. She played Ruth Martin on the TV series Lassie from 1958 to 1964.
Are you trying to tell me that Lassie refuses to eat food taken out of my new refrigerator?
And from 1965 to 1968, Maureen Robinson on Lost in Space. I'm Donna Warder.
Republicans in two states resisting pressure from President Trump to redraw congressional districts. Despite the White House push, Indiana State Senate leader says the chamber does not have enough support. In Kansas, GOP leaders are struggling to overcome the Democratic governor's opposition. More details, SRNnews.com.